For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hot 105, it's our privilege to speak to Miami-Dade County Commissioner Barbara Jordan. Commissioner, good morning. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing fine, Rodney. How about you?
Quite well. You have a big event happening in your district in Miami-Dade County, the Black Heritage Festival.
Rodney, this is the third annual Black Heritage Festival that we're having over at Betty T. Ferguson Center. As you know, this is where we'd love to do our event in order to honor Black History Month. I hope the audience will join us on Saturday, February 13th from noon to 4 p.m. We're going to be having performances by Jesus People Ministries, International Gospel Choir, Rebecca Butterfly Vaughn. We're going to start it out with the Junka News. You know, we have to get everybody's attention.
All right.
And Simone Jess, Dance Studios, the Vikings, Freedom Riders, and much, much more.
Now, is this a free event or a ticketed event?
It's a free event. We try to make sure that we get sponsors so that we can have the community to come out and enjoy and don't have to worry about spending anything except if you want to patronize the vendors to get your food and do those kind of things, then that's what you're free to do.
And Commissioner Jordan, this Black Heritage Festival is more than entertainment. You also focus on economic opportunities as well as health matters for our community.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to have vendors out there. Anybody who's interested, even in getting a job, will be able to go to CareerSource. They're going to be bringing their mobile unit out there as well as the health unit. And we also have the Black History mobile unit.
That's the Kennard Family Black History Mobile Bus.
We're going to have vendors who will be selling their wares, painters, and for the children, entertainment, face painting, rock climbing, bounce houses, and more.
Again, this takes place at what location?
The Betty T. Ferguson Amphitheater on the field, February 13th from noon to 4 p.m., 3000 Northwest 191st Street.
We talked about entertainment, health matters, as well as some economic opportunities, and let's talk about food and all those other festivities.
We have the vendors that will be there, the truck that will be there for anyone who would like to purchase. Plus, we're going to really have delicious food for everybody to purchase.
And Commissioner Jordan, give us your contact number.
305-474-3011. Again, that's 305-474-3011. My website is bjordanmiamidade.gov. For more information, you can either go to the website bjordanmiamidade.gov or call our office at 305-474-3011.
We are speaking to Miami-Dade County Commissioner Barbara Jordan. It is the third annual Black Heritage Festival, also in conjunction with the City of Miami Gardens Vice Mayor Felicia Robinson. Commissioner, much success this Saturday. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Rodney, and thank you for hosting this for us again this year.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.